Welcome back to Handwash Only, Podtober 30. How is everyone doing? I am in bed after my shower and I've realised I haven't recorded today's Podtober, which I can't believe because I've had all day to myself. So I don't know what my excuse is, apart from the fact I just forgot. Totally forgot. I was doing Podtobers, so hence I'm doing it now, and it's very late. It's practically Halloween, and I thought, shall I just record two together tomorrow? But I thought, no, I'm going to do it now, and then record my last one tomorrow, as I would have. But yeah, I've had a nice shower. I'm in my pyjamas, and I'm just settling down to bed after watching some TV. I got into this documentary and I've ended up watching it till far too late and way past my bedtime. So I'm going to be absolutely shattered tomorrow, but at least I can get a bit of a lie in because Oscar's still at my mum's for a few days. So yeah, I can have a bit of a lie in. But yeah, I've had a really nice day. I took myself off to Belpa to have a little look around the charity shops because they've got a really good selection of charity shops there and little shops and things, and I've not been to Belpa for ages, so I thought, yeah, I'd have a drive there. So it's only about 20 minutes 30 minutes if that to get there, and yeah, it was really nice. I went around about four charity shops, got some bargains. I got like a denim jacket, like a fleece lined black denim jacket, which I haven't got a black denim jacket. I've got like obviously just denim jackets, but not a black one. So I got that, and I got a scarf, and I picked up a couple of bits for Oscar, and yeah, some really good bargains. And I've got a rug to pop down in our bedroom, which I was hoping to do tonight, but I've got to do other things. I've not done it, so I'm going to do that tomorrow. So that's something to look forward to, and hopefully that fits okay. But yeah, and then I went for lunch at the Book Calf. They've got a Book Calf where the old McDonald's used to be, and it's really nice decor in there. It's really cosy, and they have like little fairy lights and books in the windows, and they have an upstairs as well as the ground floor. So I've sat upstairs, and when you sit upstairs, it's like you're in someone's like loft space. How it's they've done the shelving and everything. It just feels so cosy up there. And then they've got like some church pews across the back wall, and then seating areas. It's really, really nice. And they've got like a sofa up there, so they've got plenty of space to sit. So I just sat near the shelving area, which was nice. And I had some lunch and then a cup of tea. I was going to have a coffee, but I just fancied a tea. So I had a tea. And yeah, I just sat and watched a bit of YouTube. So I had my earbuds for when I was walking around the shops, because I listened to like podcasts and things. So it was just a really nice chilled lunch, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. It's not very often I get to just sit by myself, so I really appreciate when I do get that time to myself. It's just nice to just recharge my batteries and yeah, just be Sarah for a little bit instead of Mum and not having to clock watch or think about picking Oscar up from school or what I've got to do for tea or anything like that. So it's been a really, really nice day, and yeah, just a really chilled out evening. And yeah, last one tomorrow, Halloween tomorrow. I can't believe it's Halloween. It just feels like this month has absolutely flown by. I don't know, my God, I feel like I've just blinked and it's gone by so, so quick. It's crazy. I can't believe it's going to be November. Oh my gosh. But yeah, anyway, I'm going to settle down. I'm going to pop a bit of night cream on and spray some of my pillow mist and snuggle down and get some sleep. And I think my cats will be up soon because they normally come and find me. So no doubt they'll be keeping me warm on bed tonight. and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.